Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball. Sign your kids up now for July open tryouts at FocusBaseball.com. Ages 6 to 17.
That has been outdated for so long, and I still can't figure out how to get it right. I think the cart's broke. I'm convinced. I've imported it like three times.
I'm pretty sure you've tried to change it a few times.
I've imported it like three times. I give up. I'm gonna have to. Nobody knows what a cart number is listening to me right now. Anyhow, so we're just talking inside. But I'm just telling you, it's the most frustrating thing in the world because every time I think I have it fixed, well, I hit it and it's still wrong. So, anyways, fall baseball camps. Sign up now over there at FocusBaseball.com. FocusBaseball.com. Great coaches. My kid was there for a couple of years doing their winter program and working out with them. Highly recommend those people over there. Do a great job. Tim Hollenbach and his crew. Joining us now, he is Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer. Follow him on Twitter by Andrew Wagner. Mr. Wagner, how are you today?
You know, I'm talking to you earlier about my truck, and you don't bother to tell me that there's a car care fair going on Saturday, and you're all going to be there.
Well, they're not going to fix what you have wrong with your car at the auto parts store. Like, you're going to have to go to an actual garage to get that fixed.
No, I'm going to go to my garage and fix it. But, you know, I could show up at Napa. Maybe they could hook a brother up with an alternator for a 2007 F-150 5.4 engine.
Oh,
free
man.
Hot dogs.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. So, yeah, come on out, man. Hang out. I'll give you a headset. You can come hang out with all of us. You and Peacock can hang out together and see how that goes. That'll be fun.
Peacock? Who's Peacock?
Jack Pembroke.
Who's Peacock?
Jack Pembroke. He hosts with Charlie on Saturday mornings, also does promotions for us here at the station. Very nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
He uttered the most blatant lie ever spoken.
What's that?
When he told me that. He said, you were very nice to me when I was an intern for 1250 at the ballpark back in the day. And I said, that is an abject lie.
No way. He doesn't lie. He doesn't lie.
I've never been nice to an intern in my life.
I've
never been nice to anybody in my life.
Two things. One, you were nicer when you were younger. And two, you're old, so you don't remember much anymore like me. It's okay, though. We'll get through it together.
You know what I'd like to forget? Watching Roberto Ortiz last night. If my memory could erase that, that'd be great.
But I mean, this was kind of cool here.
Ground ball towards short. Iglesias coming home. The throw is going to be late. He's safe. Sal Frelick reaches. That was a heck of an effort by Iglesias.
Iglesias, I'm sick of him personally. That highly courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. I swear to God, that dude always does something, usually with the bat, against the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah, he really is one of those like career Brewer killers, isn't he?
Yes.
Every time, every single time, man. It's uncanny how like some dude, because let's face it, baseball teams change from year to year to year. Pitchers change, whatever, especially with the Brewers, who have a lot of turnover. And yet there are guys that throughout the course of their career just seem to do well in a particular stadium or against a particular team. And it's hard to figure out how. Iglesias is by far one of those guys. Ryan Reynolds with the Pirates, you know, another one.
Yeah,
just always seems to get it done. Goldschmidt, back when before he was still Goldschmidt, you know, he was one of those guys.
Yeah, Phillips, the second baseman for the Phillips, the second baseman for the Reds, killed the Brewers.
Yep, it's just, and there's no real way to explain it because again, you're facing different guys from year to year, especially you have a long career, and you just for whatever reason, you know, it's a chicken or the egg thing. Is it the confidence that builds the success, and the success that breeds the confidence? You never know. But yeah, I agree with you there. Iglesias is one of those guys that, if I was, you know, a hardcore fan, man, he would just be chapping my rear end every time I saw him in a uniform.
Brewers last night get three runs early in that game and then can't add on again until they get towards the end and get their fourth run on that play there. Highlight courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. Again, you have good, not maybe good, but you get 7-8 hits in that game. Can't maybe get the big hit or two that you necessarily want at the end of the day. Bullpen was fairly okay. Mears maybe wasn't as great in his one out at one inning that he was in there pitching. But Peralta gave you five innings like normal. But really, he could have went longer. I think his pitch count was like 76, something like that, through five. So I think he probably could have went longer if they decided to do that. Tonight, on the other hand, game two against the Padres. And the big question for today is, who the hell is Bruce Zimmerman on the mound today for the Brewers? Because I would guess most Brewer fans, unless they know him, literally know him, or his family, have no idea who Bruce Zimmerman is, other than he was with the Orioles at some point. But nobody has brought up Bruce Zimmerman being on this roster that I can remember in the last couple of months.
Minor league sickos like Tommy,
yes,
and friend of show Spencer Michaelis. You know, those guys, they know him pretty well. They cover him pretty well. And listen, the guy had a pretty good year at Triple-A Nashville. I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, but he was pretty effective. He was pretty consistent. There's nothing flashy about him. You know, he wasn't blowing dudes up like Miz, wasn't, you know, whiffing guys left and right like Henderson, but he was just out there very kind of Woodruff-like, you know, just goes out there every 5 days, takes the ball, gets the job done, may not win you the game, but doesn't cost you the game. The biggest thing for him isn't keeping the ball in the park. That's probably what kept him from getting the call up to the big leagues. But listen, he's a guy that they're going to count on to give some length tonight. He's starting in a big situation because the Brewers are still playing for that one seed. You know, they lose, I believe, a half game yesterday. So they need to win today to you know, get back or at least maintain the pace. So yeah, there's going to be some pressure on him, some big lights on him. The Padres are still playing for something, too. They're trying to chase down the Dodgers. It's a pretty big situation for the kid. But he's up here because they believe he can get outs at the big league level. It'll be up to him to prove it.
History says he can't. 2020 for the Orioles, two games, 7.71 ERA. 2021 for the Orioles, 14 games, 4-5, 5.04 ERA. 15 games in 22, 5.99 ERA. Last year, 7 games, 2-0 with a 4.73 ERA. So those are at least better numbers. I don't know if I say positive numbers compared to what he had this year in the minors, 10-7 with a 4.11 ERA, 138 innings pitched. 109 strikeouts with a whip, which is walks plus hits divided by innings pitch, of 1.23. His MILB career ERA is 3.72, so above his career ERA. But like you said, not necessarily horrible, so they bring him up to give more people rest. So, Tommy...
The other thing is they don't have a lot of options. You know, that's the thing. They've burned through their depth and then some.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right.
Who else were they going to call up at this point? It was kind of like, all right, you're our guy because we have no other guys get it done. And the one thing that I'll caution you on, we're rattling off his numbers. We did the same thing with a rather unknown pitcher about 4 months ago. Had decent minor league numbers, nothing great, kind of abysmal major league numbers. And look at him now. And obviously I'm talking about Quinn Priester here. So it's easy to look at numbers and just say, this guy is nothing to wave your hand at. But you never know until you know.
I don't know where Zimmerman was drafted, but was Zimmerman a first-round pick like Priester was? Look and see where Priester was. Look and see where Zimmerman was drafted. Go ahead.
I honestly don't put a lot of stock in where guys are drafted in baseball. I really don't.
He was a fifth-round pick.
Obviously, yes. Okay, so that's not horrible.
That's not horrible. No, that's good. Yeah.
We also know that, like, you can draft the guy, you can pluck a guy in the 22nd round, and he could turn into an ace.
Yes.
It all depends on how they respond to develop. So, yeah, I hear that a lot about, this guy's a former first round. Yeah, okay, but baseball doesn't do their draft the way a lot of teams do. So,
yeah,
I'm not saying the guy's going to go out and be a world beater. I'm just saying let's not get too carried away with past numbers.
Okay, so let's talk about Brandon Woodruff for a second here, if you don't mind. So Brandon Woodruff is in position. He's now on the IR, and we're going to find out just how difficult this is going to be for Brandon Woodruff as far as coming back. He's going to get a second opinion on what's going on with him. I want to know from you, if Brandon Woodruff isn't going to pitch the rest of this year, and if his season is over with this lat strain, who is the third pitcher in the rotation outside of Peralta and Priester? If Quintana is not healthy.
What are you doing on October 7th, and how many innings can you give?
It's Chad Patrick, isn't it?
I think it's going to have to be.
Because Murphy already ruled out Mizorowski.
Yeah, I really don't. I honestly, I don't know. And I don't think they're 100% certain either. I wonder, maybe the Mizorowski thought has changed a little bit after the Woody thing. Maybe if he makes one more start and shows something, they consider. I honestly, Sparky, I don't know. That starting rotation right now it's not in good shape. It looks like Patrick might be the guy by default. And maybe you try to the Dodgers especially have done this in the playoffs. Maybe you try to put together a bullpen game where it's Bobby Gasser for a couple innings. And if you have Deal Hall back, he can go a couple innings maybe you piece it together that way. I don't know. It's something they're going to have to figure out. Fortunately, they have a little time to do it, but it's a huge question mark right now. It's amazing that we're talking about this because just a couple of weeks ago, we were trying to figure out who was going to get left off the playoff roster because we thought the Brewers had too many starting pitchers. And just shows you, man, baseball, just when you think you have it figured out, it messes with you.
Andrew Wagner, former Sports Brewers writer, brought to you by Focus Baseball, joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy. See Sparky Pfeiffer with you on the Fan. Let's talk a little bit as well about this bullpen. You brought up DL Hall. How confident are we that him and Trevor Megill will be ready for the divisional round?
Right now, it's hard to say. In fact, we should be getting a medical update sometime before the game. We usually get the Brewers medical roundup on Tuesdays before the game. So once I get that from the Brewers, I'll be sure to pass that along. I haven't heard much in terms of updates on him. I know that he's been progressing slowly but steadily. They're still hopeful that they can have him back for the playoffs. Whether or not they get him in a game before the end of the season, which is what I think they want to do, remains to be seen. But right now, honestly, I don't know. And then as for McGill, he's supposed to throw a bullpen session, I want to say tomorrow. And if that goes well, he would throw a live on Friday. And if that goes well, they would pitch him on Sunday in a regular game. That was the plan that we heard last week.
I want to talk about Andrew Vaughn, if you don't mind, because I've been looking at his numbers the last couple of nights while I've been watching the game. What I like to do is, and maybe it's weird, but I always like looking at guys' game logs to see how they're doing for the month and so forth. And when Andrew Vaughn got here to the Milwaukee Brewers and had that huge July, right? Hit 365, 426 on base, 731 slugging. Just amazing for Andrew Vaughn. And then, you know, the people in Chicago are like, it's not real. It's never going to last. August comes. He hits 250, 320 on base, 375 slugging. Not good, right? Here we are in September. If you look at his numbers in September, do you realize Andrew Vaughn has had one game the entire month where he's had three or more at-bats where he did not get a hit? One. That's it. And that was against the Cardinals on Sunday. That was the only game. Andrew Vaughn is hitting .432 this month, .481 on base with a .568 slugging percentage. This dude is red hot. And if we get into the playoffs,
go ahead. It kind of goes under the radar because he's not hitting the big home runs like we were used to when he first came up. He's still hitting them, but this is the thing about, and I talk about this on the show with Tommy every day on the leadoff show, 1 hour before first pitch. You can hear it tonight at 7:30.
Good job.
Tune in. Be there. Yeah, I'm learning.
You're doing a great job. Yeah,
The whole thing about baseball is, and I hate to use a term used by this man because, as you know, I do not like Pat Murphy's predecessor. But it's baseball's a cat and mouse game, is the way that guy always described it. And it's true because you come in and you have an advantage, right? Whether it's a pitcher, the hitters don't have book on you yet. You can come out there and do all these things. Then the hitters can catch up to you. Or if you're a hitter, like pitchers don't know what your weaknesses are yet, you could take advantage of. Eventually, the book comes out. And then pitchers adjust to hitters. Hitters adjust to pitchers. The key is, can you adjust to the adjustments? And I think that's what we're seeing from Andrew Vaughn. He came up here, and so there was a little bit of tape on him from a time with the White Sox, but he wasn't very good. He learned some different things in his short time in the Brewers organization at Nashville. He came up, he took advantage of it. Pitchers started to get a book. Scouts started to get a book on him. The word was out, here's how you get Andrew Vaughn out. All right, that's your August. Andrew Vaughn, credit to him, and this is the sign of a good ball player, he recognized how pitchers were approaching him differently and adjusted to that and said, okay, you know what? They're not giving me pitches that I can bury over the wall anymore. They're not serving me up meatballs. They're not giving me damaged pitches. But they are giving me stuff that I can slap into the gaps and make them chase down. I can use my speed. I can get on base. I can get, like, credit to him for adjusting to the adjustments. It may not be the flashy power that everyone loves to see, but what he's been doing this month, that's the sign of a ball player that gets it.
So there is no chance he's sitting in the divisional round for a game, right? He's going to play every day one way or the other, we think?
I think so. I mean, listen, you and I have both seen Reese. I think Reese is going to be available off the bench. And we were actually talking in St. Louis, like, you know, there's maybe a chance that he's not on the playoff roster. Jake Bowers has been playing, it's tough. You don't want to do that with a veteran guy, but I think at the same time, Reese is a veteran guy and understands it. Looking more and more like it. Now, that said, you can do things in the playoff roster you can't do in the regular season. You can adjust and manipulate a little bit more and kind of stack it in certain ways depending on your opponent. Like, you might. Maybe there's a way, if you're facing a team that's got a whole ton of lefties, you might go in and maybe put a Hoskins on there. I don't know. But right now, it's looking like Andrew Vaughn's your guy.
Vaughn's got to play every day, man. He's just too hot. You can't sit him at this point. Mr. Wagner, thank you so much. Andrew Wagner, former Sports Brewers writer, brought to you by Focus Baseball. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. I appreciate it, and we'll talk down the line here. Andrew Wagner tonight, like he said, 7:30, leadoff show, part of the Potawatomi Sportsbook with Tommy Wirtz. Thank you, sir.
Tell Napa to expect my call.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.